My name is John Arnold, and I serve the Grace Communion St. Michael congregation in Minnesota. I choose to serve in GCI because I first felt a calling to ministry, to be a pastor when I was a teenager, but I grew up in GCI, and I've always attended the congregation that I grew up in my whole life, and I could never really see myself attending a different congregation. And in 2020, our pastor retired, and there was a need to for a new pastor to come in to pastor our congregation, and God worked it out that an opportunity opened up for me to pastor the congregation that I grew up in, and so it's been now my pleasure to now pastor the congregation that I've attended my whole life. My mom has been a huge encouragement to me, but now in ministry, as a pastor, I couldn't do it without Carrie. She is my biggest partner and supporter, and there's no way I could do the work as a pastor without Carrie and all the help and support that she does. My biggest mentor has been our previous pastor, Doug Johansson, who had served in our congregation probably about 20 years or so, and he just epitomized to me the who and what it was to be a pastor. He just became so involved and cared about each individual person in the congregation. He would go to, you know, the school sporting events and concerts and stuff of all the kids in the congregation, and he just took such a personal interest in the lives of everybody in the congregation, and he just embodied who I envisioned Jesus to be, and just truly walked alongside everybody and in the congregation, and that's who I want to be as a pastor as well. Where I experience God the most is just in kind of everyday life. Like, there's been numerous times where you know, I've been working on emails and stuff, and I just feel the Holy Spirit working with me to kind of craft the perfect email to address the situation and just say the right words to calm the situation down and to move the issue forward towards resolution. And also, you know, just during, you know, a Sunday service where I'm you know, giving the sermon, and the worship leader has just picked the perfect songs to go with the sermon. I experience God the most just in the everyday life, where He shows up in situations like that. I'm a big comic book fan. I have been since I was in first grade. My dad, one time he went to the store, and he went to Target, and at that time they would sell these sort of three packs of comic books, and in there was an issue of Captain America, Spider-Man, and Iron Man, and that issue of Iron Man was issue 192, and that got me hooked, and I read that issue over and over for, yeah, numerous times, and I soon would spend, you know, all my allowance and lawnmower money buying back issues of Iron Man and current issues of Iron Man, and it influenced it so much that our youngest son is named Anthony. And for those of you who know Iron Man, Iron Man's real name is Tony Anthony Stark. Now, Carrie wasn't keen on calling Anthony Tony, but she was okay with naming our son Anthony. So our youngest son is named after Iron Man, Anthony Stark. So.